Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. All you need is to
believe. I want to know. It is was my for Paul Canwell, Philip from Metimians, Philippians chapter 3 and verse number 20. Let's start from verse 10. Verse number 20. Verse 20, no, or say, ye cry, ye poor no, he was solo, and yas has he so. What decade was so crono, Gina, Germany, Holland, one, America, fine, all incredible we are seeing. What decade had was so crono, Gina woman. Let's come to verse number 10. This is what he said. In the 10th verse, he said, that I may know him. He will crubi kumudie. Ransani etias as is, you know. We want to know him. And the power of his resurrection, the fellowship of his suffering, being made conformable unto his death. May cast and pursue TMJ. For he said, when they will. And this is why so many Christians have been doing over the time. They are using the right keys to the wrong doors and expecting the right results. Ain't gonna work, baby. Teach them. I will never blame this church if we don't know how to give. I won't blame you, except I have taught you. What did you mean? Yeah. So when Nim said, you don't know how to give. You feel giving is a problem and it's a whatever. It is because you have not been taught how to give. This is why you have even pastors of this church who don't tithe. The reason is God's word. Israel, when Haggai was prophesying, he said to the prophet Haggai, he said, if you gather, I will scatter. He said, if you gather, I will blow over it. Get that scripture for me. When you got, he uses the word in the Old King James, I will blow over me whom from me. The third year will be pranam from me bushia. Obuano, so besan, me bum from my meferetano. Hallelujah. Get a lady to, if she wants to say, get a chair and sit down. This is why you have Christian marriages, bleeding Christian businesses. I met a politician yesterday, and she's a Christian. She's a Christian politician. And then she's telling me, Papa, why are you not encouraging your members to come into politics? Those of us who are Christians and kingdom-minded, we are very few in politics. But the Bible have already said that if the righteous rule, there is peace. When wicked people are in authority and power, everybody runs away. It's true. He said, why are you not encouraging your people to come into politics? Okay, the third one is this one, my darling. He said, you look for much, and lo, it came to little. And when you brought it home, I did blow upon it, turn it into a different version. In this version, the Bible said, you look for much harvest. Now, at the end, this will be NLT. I think I prefer that. In this one, he said, you hope for rich harvest, but they were poor. And when you brought your harvest home, I blew it away. Why? Because my house lies in ruins, saith the Lord of heaven's armies. They were building a house, a physical church building, and nobody wanted to contribute to it, just like nobody wanted to contribute to the National Cathedral. And God said, you have air conditioners in your house, and my house lies in ruins. So then when you gather, I will scatter. When you gather, I will scatter. When you gather, I will scatter. Can you follow what the protocol is saying so I can have less distractions? The lady who just came in. Hallelujah. Strange stories. Asafua, they want to easily break up, divorce without any settlements. As I had young tears here. Would you be acting up 20 years? You want to divorce them with nothing? What kind of wickedness is that? Will be baba sum yesaba wa yema menom to machine piskaka wo me jana ko yin. What kind of wicked generation is this? I go fool be ban in ababa betna and na wo memumiansa, and you want to just throw the person out. Umpenometi asie, it's okay, because sir, it is better for the person to go freely and enjoy her life than to stay in that stupid marriage and die a premature death. Yeah. It is better. Can I hear a good amen? No, this is very, very serious. If somebody does not even understand the importance of digging deep into the scriptures, studying to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needs not to be ashamed, rightly or correctly dividing the word of truth. Yeah, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse number 15. 2 Timothy 2:15. The Bible was making that retaliation. I like it in my language. Was it Bomodine? The Gina when you mean him said, "Oh, to my enia, wofata." First thing here, will be a one fata. Call her now. I was here to free woman. Bomodine, the Gina when you cupo and him said, "Oh, to my enia, wofata." Would you mind me? I wouldn't need to offer it. Or people in some panim pepe, correctly put it in English. Let's follow you. You know, the dividing, rightly dividing the word of truth. In GNT, listen to how that the one who correctly teaches the message of God's truth correctly teaches God's word. In amplified version, listen to how he puts it. You know, who has no reason to be ashamed, accurately handling and skillfully teaching the word of truth. This is why we have a badge in the Bible school right now in the end time college of ministry. They should have been graduated 3 months ago. I said no. I don't want to put my stamp on something that is not well prepared. No. I went to them, I assessed the class, I put them on the examination. No. No. Make a lot of noise. You can see that there is no substance in what they are talking about. This is why we are having marriages that does not even last for even 1 year. Because the quality of husbands we are producing are of an inferior quality. Go to Chrome and Grand Chrome, you will have Chanel watches, piece of Rolex watches, which is 15 Ghana cedis. But the real Rolex watch will cost you, the cheapest will cost you £50,000. Just one time piece. Fake stuff. The Bible called fake stuff. Wells without water and clouds without rain. That is this generation. We talk big. but produce nothing. We talk big and produce nothing. That is the generation in which I am. The big talking generation that produces nothing. Absolute nothing. Hallelujah. Kelly, good to see you. Happy birthday to Mama Comfort. Today is Mama Comfort's birthday. How old are you now? 6'9". Next year, I will give her a house. It's a promise I have made 5 years ago. I think 6 years ago. Almost 7 years ago. Yeah. I will give you a house next year. God willing. Yeah. Put you in a lovely three-bedroom house. Beautiful three-bedroom. Yeah. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. We talk so big. You know, it's a generation of boastful people. That's what the Bible said in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse number, I think it's verse number 3. Yeah, men shall be boasters. I think verse 2, go to verse number 2. Yeah, they will be, the people, the Bible said, shall be lovers of themselves, covetous, boasters. They boast. Boasters. They will boast. I have this, I drive that. Interesting. People are boasting of cars. Why do you know? I am telling you. Look at Colossians chapter 3, verse 1. Nature will be an agunimoto. Colossians 3:1. If you are risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. In verse number 2, set your affections on things which are above, not on things that are on the earth. Kingdom minded people. Kingdom. Why will I stand and make a statement like, you have cars, you have houses, I don't have a car, I don't drive a car, and I'm telling you, see, Evira, because who need it? Evira. For your man, who told you, who's half no? Ope bibi fufra. You're looking for another toy to play with. I'm talking to the wise only. Your time is depleted. This is why you can't waste time. You can't waste time. Every day matters. Every day matters. Last Sunday, whilst we were praying for the people at the birthday, you know, I saw my baby girl who have grown. She used to run here, you know, when she was a little girl. He used to run from here, chasing you so that she doesn't fall and all that. Unbelievable. 20-something years is gone. The Lord is coming like a thief in the night. Coming like a thief in the night. Lunch here! Will you be free? Whoever is on the situation, please. Will you be free? I'm talking to you. Yes, maybe. A strange grace that we will have to accept in Pacho Tennessee. Hallelujah. And so in Matthew chapter number 5, I think from verse number 13 downwards, Jesus was talking about some few things. He started by saying, you are the salt of the earth. You are the salt of the earth. His salt loses its taste. Wherein shall it be salted? Henceforth, it is good for nothing. Therefore, men will throw it down, and they will trample under their feet with that particular salt. You are the salt of. What does that mean? Bernard, I have sat down to, you know, see that the CEO, possibly is an atheist, a Hindu, a Muslim, an atheist, does not believe in God. And the Christians may be the receptionists and the drivers and HR, whatever, you know, the Christians will be there. When it comes to today, we are fasting and prayer. We need to go. Oh, they will not even bother give you permission. Jesus saying you are the salt of the earth. When he asks his own children, what does he mean by that? He was referring to all of us into a kingdom-minded people. Anybody in Christ is a royal. This is why I tell you, you can't serve this Christ and be a fool. Because Christ is wisdom, he is light. Christ is keys, he is keys. Jesus is the keys. He releases the keys to you. The only person I knew who was Barbara. I never met a young lady, never, you know, suffered to make you to know a boy be to imprison. And I know person here, what you do about by to imprison. She's the age of freedom. If the lady had the privilege and opportunity to sit down and hear the pure gospel, I believe without any iota of doubt that you can't go certain line. Line pure! I'm telling you. Sometimes when I look at the recklessness of Christians, in quote, Christians, to me and mama, you don't call that recklessness. If a young lady follows somebody's husband, that is recklessness. If this young lady had never accepted the proposal or the advances of this officer, this will never happen. Never in sin. I'm telling you. You see, the Bible said, when you watch it, Psalm number 25, then verse number 12, he was talking about a perspective of God's word. Psalm 25, what man is he that feareth God? The Lord will teach him in the way that he should go. Give me another version of this. The Bible said categorically, those who have reverence for the Lord will learn from him the path. They will learn. We have come to learn there is a way of life. There is a way. There is a method. There is a methodology. Bring the man of God, please. And I come. Clap for them. Sweetie, come with him. Hallelujah. There is a way. Another version of this, can you put it interestingly? Kakami, you know, I'll help the young man into the studio. Just observe everything, and then when we finish, we can talk. Sorry for the interruption. In this one, he said, who then are those who fear the Lord? He will instruct. I told you that fathers instruct. Fathers give like they instruct. Watch now. So put it in my language. Listen to this. He said, decisions are where. And I want to ask a good question. Say, Yami Pani D when him say, ye way, sister, Obokay, ye. I'm telling you, And what is will be called China and also man, you must announce or China. But you need Panua, who surrender at dinner. Now make sure you don't cry off. You will be to me a cultural, a quay will cheap bends, but he is a wrong man to marry. God can tell you that. But then I'm saying, a corner a tea in him. A corner a tea in him. A corner. Oh my God, help me push this to God's people. A corner a tea in him. Maybe I'm a good example. How many prophets in Ghana have married and their marriage have gone on rocks? They didn't work. Ubi awo tinya mene. Ubi awo huna diye. Misa akono ni diwe. Sanya akona! The Bible said, whatsoever God shall do or whatever God does shall be forever. Put that scripture on in the book of Ecclesiastes. Whatever God does shall be forever. In his time, he makes all things beautiful. Adiye biya wenyame yeno. Iti mhoda. Yehuwa mese. Ajise biya. Esubura na ayre. When the Lord led Elijah to the brook and ravens were bringing the provisions, the Bible said when the brook dried, he said to Elijah, get up! I have prepared a widow to feed you. It will close you one door, no new behavior to fulfill. That is your God. I know that whatever God doeth, it shall be forever. Yeah. A behavior when you meet any mother. GNT, listen to this. He said, I know that everything God does will last. I like that forever. This is why the Bible said in Romans chapter 8, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the children of God. That word led is the leadership of the Holy Spirit, the leading of the Holy. I'm telling you, without the Spirit of God, you can't serve God. It is next to impossibility. That is why grace is attached to it. Yameno our standards, and the only body that can help you meet his standards is the Holy Spirit. Yeah. The Holy Spirit. And so in the book of John, he was saying that I will not leave you orphans, but I will send another comforter. Who, you know, I like you, you know. Genie, very interesting. Put it on English and we'll read it. Was me nyamunyanka, nemu mesoma utijina for chi, you know, yakas will be a chijina for hini cry, you know, a bibri mahan or him ponankazate or you will be incomhini, you will nifa hini, you will jase hini, you will chidom. You will continue. You were all divisions of kings. You know, Omuwa goes to, you know, Apijahene, Ahenkwahene, you know, Achiamehene, and all that kind of thing. Omuwa Sumas from Sumankwahene. All those guys are divisions of the seat or the throne. Yeah. In English, the Bible said, John 14 and 16. I will pray. I love verse 15. Let me add that first. In the 15th verse, he said, if you love me, keep my commandments. And then in the 16th, I will pray the Father, and he will give you another comforter. That the comforter will abide with you forever. The same words he used in the book of Ecclesiastes, whatever God does shall be forever. Forever. Look at them and you feel. What is this, man? What is this? What is this? And this is why I'm telling all the people who wants to cut corners. Yeah, Piske Druana, yeah, Pisuma. We want to join Illuminati. We want to join Freemasons or join any of the secret societies to make whatever. Please listen. Ewe Yano is what matters. Because of a niema omokoye ebidi nyi chire koji yedie ebi ade anuanyam koji something they went for exchange. There are young ladies who pierce omope omebusia unana dibi koji bibi di what the man who offer man anuanyam na kosesa yedi mwofa ba de nwari obia. That's my responsibility. I am not joking here. It is a serious thing. Eternal life means eternal life. Another word of phrase for eternal life is abundant life. Zoe, abundant, abundance of life. Jesus is a man pray. Romans chapter 8 verse 17 makes a statement. I will want to work from that particular place. Romans chapter number 8 and verse number 7. Let's do chapter 5 first and I will come to, you know, this. This is our identity. But the Bible said that, for if by one man's offense death reigneth by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life. Everybody say reign. Reign in life. They shall reign in life. They shall reign in life. Our church in Zapiman, midweek services on Wednesdays. One Wednesday I went and I asked, you know, what do you do? What do you do? What do you do? What do you do? We asked Juma away and I'm so Kenya me at my next week. I will meet you here and then we talk. And I left it. And next Wednesday by now so then Nina. I'm sad, I'm gonna send me a bit chip mamma. Said you must see sad one way and I'm so church and then you wrote everybody's name. And then the next week, I said to the day, let's bless all of them. And so we shared loads of envelopes for them. And then they went home. The next day, you know, the next Wednesday, now, I'm going to say something. America. The person will not come because of the reason why is because they are struggling in life. But the word is saying you will reign. Because we'll be the Adiyan. Read this verse in our language. Let's hear you. What's it, but you know, read the word. Not in heaven. This one. Will be the ahene. One share ye. I want you to do a couple some jim. I'm telling you. Don't look at me and judge me. That may be a million or member. Don't look at me and think that you know me. I'm a pen. I'm person. I'm boy. No. Don't look at me like that. Was a me? I'm not the million. Me. Obia or better me sumi chile no me tano. Obia or dame sumi chile no me tano. But my name is ah. Enye ye oso. I'm saying your word, Juma. I see you, Juma. See, we diakonya kura na me was so sad 3 years here. In that way, woman into two. Think about what I just said. It was my mom was so for. Now, what more my mom was so for. What more dam akuma so. No more didn't die any entiasie anyemo. Jeremiah chapter number 3 verse number 15. What more the unumu any entiasie ebenyemo nimtie. What more the benyemo. They will give you the strategies, the tact, methodology. I'm going to grant you that grace. Because I'm living in that generation where wisdom and knowledge will be the stability of our time. Strength of knowledge and the fear of God, the Bible said, will be a treasure. Isaiah chapter 33 and verse number 6. Wisdom and knowledge will be the stability of our time. Strength of knowledge. This is the team for Alabaster International School. Everybody in Alabaster International School, even a child of 1 year, can recite this. Knowledge and God, the fear of God. That's the basis for the school. Knowledge and the fear of God. Death, Michala Basta. You know, we are mastering the fear of God. But we need knowledge. Zeal without knowledge, we become like Israel. Zeal without knowledge. I say Israel. Are you good? Skadawa said now. You be so awesome. A Christopher baby, the one moment, yeah, you tan tan. I won't even take it to a Christopher. A sofa baby, the one moment, yeah, a basa. Many preachers died and their church died. Kofano, Mujidiano, Yediagro. Momo do duanoa, Judia, and Yina Christoso. I am so for Nazinina. The woman may have quenched the Yama, and we free here by the bay. Says one, Obejame, will be at you more to him. Would that two gromomoa no soon so Obejame? What a dear Abejame! Let us make people clearly understand that it is only the grace of God that is making the difference. Yeah, you are saved by that grace through faith. It is the gift of God. It is not by yourself. I'm talking to you, dear ye. This is why that if you come and sit here and I present an unbalanced gospel to you, my how? A woman said, I was here, Didi. A woman said, was here, yeah, Juma, a Pesca, and Omni idea. But the woman so said, a man's life does not consist in the abundance of things which he possesses. It's in your baby, I would tear, and your car, water, and your baby, I would give a sawapono, and a chile said, where we are. I'm telling you, Paul said, one thing that I do, I forget about all the things that are behind. I press on towards the high calling that is in Christ Jesus. Sweetie, oh, you can clap your hands. I'm talking to the world. Nana, I have come to a realization. And many Christians have become deficient. How much knowledge do you have about the word of God? How much knowledge do you have about tithing? How much knowledge do you have about fasting? How much knowledge do you have about prayer? How much knowledge do you understand, the understanding you have concerning prophecy? How much knowledge do you have about the spiritual giftings of the Holy Spirit? Any person, I don't want to so I dream, it's me, Bisa. And I don't know any baby, so I can't share. What is a phone about to be the air, Juma? But he in charge of your phone. Phone about to be a Yenyama phone, be but he in charge of you. A service like this is to plug you in charge. How much knowledge do you have about, you know, eternal life, godliness? How much knowledge do you have about holiness? How much knowledge do you have about purity? How much knowledge do you have about the second coming of Jesus Christ? How much knowledge do you have about the plan of God in this end time? The Bible said the heaven of heavens belongs to God, but the earth he has given to the sons of men. How much knowledge do you have concerning your inheritance that is in Christ? Acts chapter number 20 verse 32, he said, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace that is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among the sanctified. In that sense, that person has an inheritance. COVID scientist, you need a refusal. Something is wrong. I have to make claims for you. Bibi Yahudia. Bibi Yahudia that has been denied you. Bibi Yahudia that has been denied. As I was coming back, one of our pastors was also flying to the States. At a point while I was airborne, he was also airborne. Told me that they've gotten to JFK. I said, well, we are 3 hours away from Kotoka. In INMU. The thing is that he needs a GDN if a passport could in embassy need any visa. You reign in this life. You reign in this life. But Obi every ninu onim so ore ni ati se prosi ninu okuje tu o ka emu. Ano kra won kai so okuje tu o ka emu. Ade e che ye no. Ori pa nu a oje tu o nu ne ba bara so o he prosi ni na. Weja a loaded gun. E wo tro tro. A yard and I was sorry free throat room. Emma will be free an object like an AK-47. AK Krana, where the magazine is, you know, just a word of 9 bottle and son. A yard then I timid the 9 bottle, the Sija be 2 and 1. The Nipa will tears on them, but I'm mad at you. I'm telling Bonnie, you know, in Suma in Kunya, and nobody at the Kutikutan Grovoko. Nebuka will be called Champion, what can be the idea? Quasia Buya Pesu Buninti, Afedia, you know, what they are some. I'm asking myself, will be to be Brania Tamato Wibaru. How mad thou come? How mad thou come? No, you're a cassa. Kekan kwa siyasem tiyan tiyan no bono. Ah, kwa umada okon. Minfon. Some rich women, you know, there are many pastors that are struggling with temper. In marriage. Meka wariyase mu. Meka wariyase. Ukunu kasa. Uyire kasa. The level of composure. You ignore, you overlook, you forgive, and just move on. I said, you want tear someone what kind? That should be your life. Sister, you know, so I need to pray. What do you want to do? One somebody should be. Yeah, pray. Hey, yeah, pray now. Yeah, pray. Yeah, pray. You have patience with me when I speak to you. You don't have patience with your own husband. You have patience with me when I speak. You don't have patience with your own wife. This generation, Mama, come for lacks patience. Yes, you need patience. This is why we are sitting, and you know, we have, you know, all kinds of crazy television stations are speaking and are making claims of whatever, you know, they that are in Christ, they will reign in this life. Not only in the one to come, this one. A man in your wife say, who about the riso? Aria, waha, wako, have every ogre who drew up. Bimunu is a one test system, no horas. Reign in this life. You know why you could do, baby, a Christo. A son, then she had done one. Womu, be beside no sika. A son demo she had them in mutuo. Woman bisa Christuska. Okay, Petrus said, put this hook in this river. The first fish you will catch, open its mouth. There is a gold coin. Pay yours and pay mine. Yesu nam no anka se ene ye nisko ene ye ho awe ye urade ye be no or ye composed within himself ni gidie ehihim. The level of ni gidie ehihim after corona yi. Oh God, I saw the crowd me hunu nyame crowd ye na I saw the crowd na see ye men ko tenefie wo shi wo jeni mu na be hunu say we making mistake. The fear composed. The Lord knows that you are going through challenges. Why not catch us in your meaning? Say you are going through challenges. Before he said that scripture in book of Matthew, he was saying that, you know, your heavenly Father knows that you have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and its righteousness and all other things. Yeah. Previous verse will be a help. He said, after all these things, do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knows that you need them. Yeah. Yamin nimse wa wari ye braso es wari. Yo yami o nimse wa wo chinko e chiri. God knows her. But I told her, what to ne busi si nshira. O mani dimu. Wo ye nshira mwa to the point is that, wo be anywhere wo beti miya kasa mena mi yewe. And I mean I'm buwa ho. Oh, you can clap those hands, sweet. God will do that. Very, very obvious. A brave people cocoon him. Now, what car ferron in a domgo, mini worm, now punk or punk or suit for, and yet Tiasi and Amia, you know. Ferro hit the answer. Oh, wait, dear. I like the English. This is nothing but the finger of God. Pharaoh unimabosumna, but he hasn't seen this type, this fashion, the miraculous, the mighty deed. Sapukokumwa by me, you know, I'm in a whole army. When he was standing at shore, he said, this is nothing but the finger of God. Only God can do this. Then the magician said unto Pharaoh, this is the finger of God. And Pharaoh's heart was hard. Finger of God. Can you imagine what his hand can do? What's the way in the finger? Can you imagine what his hand can do? Hallelujah. If this is his finger, just imagine what his hand can do. Sister, in Christ there is provision. In Christ there is protection. In Christ there is providence. The grace of God can make a way. In Christ there is connection. I mean blessing connection. Onyamina nim obia onim obia onim obia ohia owo adie no ohia no. And so this God can connect you. God is the best matchmaker, the best healer I know, the best physician, the best surgeon, the best wise man. God himself is the best politician I know, the best judge I know, the best solicitor I know. God, he only. And so when you have Christ, who is God, you have all things in one. Who are dear now? Oh, you can clap your hands, my dear. Who are dear now? Stop behaving yourself like, you know, who named the air corner? How did you stop behaving like that? You have all things. He will supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. That I can tell you. Mrs. Dean said, it is what you can handle. Yeah, the Bible said God will not tempt you beyond what you can handle, but with the temptation, he will make a way of escape that you might be able to bear it. Yeah, he will not tempt you above. He will not tempt you. Bring the scripture up. He will not tempt you above. When God knows that she cannot handle it, God will not do that. Yeah. There is no temptation taking you, but such as is common unto man. The Bible said that God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able, but with the temptation will also make a way of escape that you may be able to bear it. It means that his grace is sufficient for you. His grace is sufficient. Maybe you just see her in life, sister. Why show GDD have a tough one? I'm telling you. Why show GDD have a tough one? Why show GDD have a tough one? Who be our beggar just we are saying which any to a child or boy? I think I shall see. And so, when you're meaning one way, any dear, yeah. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 19. The Bible said, very interestingly, listen to, I like the preamble of this particular scripture. 2 Timothy chapter number 2, 2 Timothy 2, verse 19. The Bible said, nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having the seal. The Lord knows them who are his. That means that not everybody is the Lord's. And who be any in your media? It will be kuna pinya medieno. Ya medieno. Ya men crofuono. Upe yere. Pinya men crofuono. Sure, sister. Mamin kajira mnanti ya wahe. Nanye ma wishi yo masonde mu nanye. Ya men na wu. And maybe wa sorry demwa. Wumu ye dangerous che mena. Wumu ye Ecclesiastes chapter 7:26. Wamu ye ma fidye woma kumem ase woma nsemu. Wanamna wukuta ase. Wachichiri wo shebre me se. Wansemu siradye nabewe. I'm telling you. Daughters of Jezebel. The Bible said, me huna dia, maminka ni dream. Read that one, let me hear you.
Na me hun dia, eya nyino sini owu.
Adie bi wano mwa, eya nyino che owu. Obu
anakume mwa fidi.
Obu anakume mwa fidi wo ho.
Ne ase owu. Na ne nsaya ihuma.
Ne nsaya ihuma. Bra, iso umu anye uhu. I'm telling you, udiye kosu ditu echi. Ma ima kacho, me se, e jimi fuwano nebegi ya tuwa ninufu. But wabia waya bajuma. I'm telling you, we'll follow virtue, we'll follow substance. The person who fears God, the Bible said, will escape the snare of a strange woman. Yeah, we'll be our children, my uncle, to our birth, if you dear, my dear. I'm telling you, yeah, I have found that which is bitter than death. Bibi, I know no change. A guy was a great Nana when I a broadcaster. The guy was a broadcaster. Amazing guy. Amazing guy. Jamon Pentuagu at the animusa. So why would the American? Why would the American? A brand PI Fumbia. Yes, you know. Some worry or bath in the one I come in. Can we pick a senior with free intention? Yeah, on table of was sent a book. The senior sent a penny. Adding, dance all be 50 bar. Or bear 50 year. May I do it? May I do it? Na mi hunu se ye mube bre ya yasi hia ye. Ya yasi! Ya yasi hia ye nchenye mkwaji. Ya yasi hia ye. Na adie no a when akono di wanim wan ban krunkrun kwan. I was telling you the last time that the Spirit of God, the Bible said, constraineth us. The Spirit constrains us. Job chapter 32, verse number 18. The Spirit constrained us. Yeah. The Spirit within me, it constrains me. NLT will be a good one. The Bible said, and the Spirit within me edges me. Another version, the Bible said that, you know, I can't hold back the words. I can hardly wait. All right, go to another version that says, the Spirit within me constrains me. Another one, the Spirit, the Bible said, within compels me. Because I tell you, what kind of hope? I say, oh, my woman, my mother, shame me. Oh, my mother, shame me. And I'm quite years ago, no beer, three bottles. Whom the mammy quite? Whom the mammy quite? Whom the shem? Ah, they won't in now, when you need none of Fatam. When you need me now for fair, no quaso, no quaso, you need me now for fair. Let all things be done orderly. Orderly. Let all things be done orderly. I said, I'm telling you, yeah, things be done orderly. Let all things be done decently and in order. This is the marching orders of the Christian. Decently and in order. I was telling, you know, one time, I was saying to Ansuma, I said, you know, where I go to exercise, I want you to come and see the place. I said, why do you want us to go? I said, just follow me then. What if I have a girlfriend that you don't know? And my girl said, oh, come on. And I'm going to say, what if? She said, it can never happen. I'm saying, yeah, which me deep was it will never happen. I'm so afraid, me deep. Same thing, me yamiji woody. A dear be on my yamiji na wechin won no jehon. They said the Job time was watching my core Job home. We pay me PNY what is an all what ten usuru yame Job needi yame needi Job who are dance here. God is commending a man. God is commending a man. As I bring my submission to a close tonight, I want you to understand that we are in a race. We are running. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1. It's a race. You are the light of the world. You are the salt of it. Put it there. Hebrews chapter number 12, verse number 1. Wherefore, seeing that we are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin that doeth so easily beset us, and let us run. Run with patience the race that is set before you. I mean, Nimsa, so for me, Briobat, Kofio, Drua, Juman, what Yashaman, something unique and different. He knows that you will run with patience the race that is set before you. In New Yasiachi, in New Yasiachi, in New Yasiachi, and Manim Fridi, Amelia Shawansa now. In New Yasiachi. I'm telling you. But I'm telling you, do not forget. Am I free? Yeah, don't be carried away with the pleasures of this life. The Bible says it in Matthew chapter 13. He calls it the deceitfulness of riches. Matthew chapter number 13, I think it's verse 24, 25, or 26, one of them, from between 21 and 26. Give us the verse and let us follow it, and then let's close. The Bible said here, 24, for another parable, he said, you know, the kingdom of heaven is likened to a man which sowed good seed in his field. In the 25th verse, but while men slept, the enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat. Next verse. I'm not thinking that. Okay, go to the next one. Not really. Go to verse number 19. Yeah, verse number 19. He said, when a person hears the word of God and does not understand it, the wicked one cometh and catcheth away the way that which is sown in his heart. This is the seed which was sown by the wayside. Verse number 20, the Bible says, he that receives seed into the stony places is the same that heareth the word of God and anon with joy receiveth it. In the 21st verse, yet have no root in himself, but endureth a while, and tribulation and persecution, you know, ariseth because of the word. He is offended. In the 22nd verse, he that also receiveth the word among tongues is he that heareth the word. And the Bible said, the curse of this world and the deceitfulness of riches. Deceitfulness of riches. There is another deceit. In Hebrews chapter number 3 and verse number 13, the Bible calls it the deceitfulness of sin. Deceitfulness of sin. There is deceit. Jesus is saying that the first sign of the end of the world or the second coming of Christ is deception. Praying will be another. Now, or can it say, what you need to see, so to say, or catch that will say, Unipe bibe dada. And nada, a dikany nipa nada, is the nada of the system. I'm telling you, the system. When you do the things that the worldly people does, what is the difference? That you are in the light or the light is in you. They go to club, you go to club. They have boyfriends, you have boyfriends. They have 3-4 boyfriends, you have 3-4 boyfriends. They watch pornography, you watch pornography. They drink, you drink. They lie, you lie. What is the difference? So when Paul was saying, do not be unequally yoked with unbelievers, he made some submission. What relationship or coloration does light has with darkness? He is asking, what relationship does a bosom has with, you know, this is what I keep telling the people. Since when? You know, since when did the altars of the enemy started making noise against the things of God and the altar of God? Don't bring your nonsense. Don't bring your nonsense. Most of the things that, you know, when there was Aduma, Unaka, Aduma, have you ever seen a Safuache be gone to Masalachi to remove their horn speakers? They know where you don't take nonsense. And then they can put them into a church, bundle their instruments and take it away. Because when I come with you, it's a scene. Next time, you will not come talking nonsense. You are electrocuted to death. You will not talk nonsense. He put the scripture there, let us talk. The Bible said, do not be unequally yoked with unbelievers. Since when did I do worship? Started talking nonsense against the altar of God. Since when? The free prayer meeting, declare fasting. Would you doom? Next time, you don't talk nonsense. You don't talk nonsense. Sir, Domine Wayne. Now, me too, me person, me be sir. Where is that? And then you won't crawl forward with diabetes, high blood, yadia hood one at my pampas. Ubi yadia as a father called hospital. Where is that ancient oil that brings healing, release, deliverance, elevation to people? Where is that? Where is that grace that stops the sun in one place until Israel wins? Where is that grace that stops the sun? Adomwa. Atamfuni na dia chenye Gideon sorry and woman neu obia vananzanga. Everybody was dead. Where is that grace? That Daniel Christopher Dianen Conconsen Christopher. And this is why the enemy has jumped on our heads. So I'm telling the Lord, whatever you are doing in this season, there still are a remnant that are sitting in this place. And they are requiring, seeking. Use me, Lord. Use me, Lord. Use me, Lord. If you had a young woman like, you know, Michaelina, Anaman, can travel from here to Pakistan and gather Pakistanis and preach the gospel because somebody has allowed herself. That is church? I don't think so. No! I don't think so. Jesus said, you are the salt of the earth. The light of the world. Church is power. Raw power. Raw power. I just think I'm in pursuit of Jimmy Pan. I'm found yard, Ubina Yarza. That is my thing. Just think I'm missing a brasso. Bonnie Bimpo. Now, why, according to James chapter 5, verse number 7, the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. 17. 17. Yeah. Next verse. In this particular one, prayed and there was rain. 19 verse. The Bible said, brethren, if anyone, no, we've gone away from it. Let's start from verse 13 and come down. It's there. Is there anybody who is afflicted? Let him pray. Anybody who is merry, let him sing psalms. And then 14, is there any sick among you? Let him call the elders of the church and pray over that person, anointing the person with oil in the name of the Lord. And so if anybody is seeking where the anointing of oil is in the scriptures, this is one of the verses for you. Anointing the person, you know, if even the person has committed any sins, it shall be forgiven. Because the glory of Almighty God must manifest. Hallelujah. I have 7 minutes to close the service. I will want to finish like this. The God who has begun with you will also end with you. You come every Tuesday, every Sunday to build up. Build up. It's a build up. It's a top up. Jude 1, 20. Jude is only one chapter. Verse 20, the Bible said, dear beloved, building up yourselves in your most holy faith. But you see, before he said praying in the Holy Ghost, he was talking about building. Build yourself up. And I was telling, you know, our team on Friday that building yourselves is like training in the gym or training at the you know, race course. You are building yourselves up. Build yourselves up. Build yourselves up. That day I was telling, you know, the team that when you look at somebody like George, your stomach, if we take you into the gym and build you, 6 months, it will be like we just injected a needle into your stomach. Shh, it will deflate. Pastor, it will be left with Pastor Steve. You bet you were through, no? You bet you were through. Mr. Komi, obi a through, so you must be concerned. I am seriously telling you something. Tonight, I'm only telling you spiritual things. Take care of your health. That demons have touched my health. It's your own recklessness. Watch it until 11 p.m. We're through bed door. Beer, appetition, or doka. We're through bed door. Fufu, any a punch and cracker, any kotoge, how you dinner najo? We're through bed door. We're through door. High blood pressure or hypertension, diabetes. Then you are going into the kidney and liver failures. Yeah, we're through so you should be concerned. You should be very concerned. You should be very concerned. Very, very concerned. Said ye timi ko da baby, timi kwako Israel ko bompa ni na sane wasi timi nya daje anopa na nyumra na na jo. And work on yourself. Work on yourself. Sebe ya obenyine ache. I'm telling you. You need your strength. I know a young man we met at the gym, 62 years, who be anywhere who pay the weight. Channel 62 years. There is no way. I mean, gym instructor no cry into being paid just certain weight. 62 baby, this is here. 62 years. When you power, we did 90 na muscles in the general still. Because all working or building on himself. Or building on himself. Who may be on my 93 year old John Jesus? Your heart is weak. Your heart is weak. O to basa basa ya kasi eno me ade ya dwono ya dwono ya wokwan ya be dwono. Shh, e be dwon. What we ya won page ya be banafia ho din. A brem pija yene wa a feya em pija yene ba no na hodin it is like I'm telling you, you just who you're born again, you just who go heaven go. I'm saying it for the second time, and you just who go heaven go, and you say you are a proficiently efficient person. You are a total being. The kingdom of Jesus Christ, which is a perfect kingdom, dwells in the inside of you. Your brain is sharp. Your mind is good. Your heart is sharp. Your body, your physique is good. Yeah, you are good. Yeah, your soul is accurate. Your spirit is on fire. Complete person. Complete person. Complete person. And yes, sir, you know, I feel very sad when a person is preaching and collapses and dies. And they checked, they said, you know, that, you know, his blood pressure was, you know, rocketing. Same. The Holy Spirit can rebuke demons and we break. He couldn't rebuke that because you couldn't hear. Stand to your feet, let's close. Clap your hands for me. Somebody shout discipline 3 times. Discipline. Yeah, discipline for the last time. Yeah, discipline. Discipline. Hallelujah. I want you to put your 2 hands on your heart. We want to ask the grace of God and the hand of God to strengthen us, to empower us, and to aid us, to complete us. Even though the work of the cross has done a completed work, we are activating it in our spirit, in our space, in our lives. In the name of Jesus, we are enforcing the glory of Almighty God on you in the name of Jesus. You are not just going to be walking about in this place as just, you know, going and coming, but abundant life, eternal life dwells in the inside of you. If he appears, you will appear with him. You are a complete person. Yeah, build us on your wisdom, your knowledge, understanding, and insight. In the precious name of Christ Jesus. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. I besought the Lord to take away this particular plague, and he said, my grace is sufficient for you. My strength is made perfect in your weaknesses. I pray that prayer for all of us, my darling, that his strength will be made perfect in our weaknesses. His strength will be made perfect in our weaknesses. His strength will be made perfect in all our weaknesses. His strength will be made perfect in our weaknesses. His strength will be made perfect in our weaknesses. Give us patience. Give us long suffering. Give us temperance. Give us love. Give us joy. Yeah, give us the fruit of the Spirit in the name of Jesus. Activate the gifts of the Holy Spirit in the mighty name of Jesus. Yakuta brakadoshke rendaki varonaka. Hey! Suda katida rando manta. Let's close with this song. Vawunsa Twini no Kimi free Matam Nema wanji Shenina Dani no Yenjira Nefa wutu No bome Namaminya sabu tandima, eh. Maminya sabu tandima, maminya sabu tandima. Sing it for the last. Maminya sabu tandima, eh. Sing it for the last. Maminya na maminya. I commend your people to you and to the word of your grace that is able to build them up and to give them an inheritance. Show us the way, strengthen us, grant us grace to finish and accomplish great things for Christ and his kingdom. You have a mission concerning souls. The world must hear the good news. Whether we preach it, whether we typify it or signify it with our lives, the word must go. I pray in the name of Jesus, use us as instruments of your glory. Heal your people from the crown of their heads to the soles of their feet. May we be sculpted in your word. May we be people who have a sharp and accurate understanding into your word. And let the power of the word manifest gloriously in our lives. I give you thanks that you have begun a good work, and surely you will also accomplish. I make intercession for Ghana, for our president, and I pray for the leadership of this country. Father, heal our land in Jesus' precious name. I pray that evil will not come close to your children. The covenant blessings of Inshremu is at work. In Jesus' name. Tomorrow we commence a 3-day fast and prayer at Forest and Bible Kesia. Every prayer, every petition, every request, every faith that will make a demand on your presence, I pray in the name of Jesus that you will answer them speedily. Deliver your people from evil. Let them leap over walls and run through troops. Tonight I pray that you will rekindle every gifting, every calling, every grace that have gone dormant. I pray, activate them. Oh God, activate them. In Jesus' precious name. Somebody shout amen. The Lord bless you. Clap those hands. Hallelujah. All right. Pick up your offerings and let us close. I declare in the name of Jesus, your finances will not run dry. Everybody watching us online, you can join us. I declare that the favor and his grace and glory will be our portion. If there is anybody that is trusting God and believing him specially for anything, I declare that it is possible. In Jesus' name, amen. Come to the altar. Sing the same song. The Rade, Wune Madinina, the Wune Mafamizari, Majinqua de Fue, the Rade Mahodin in war, the Nuntina Miko to Strewose, Majinqua Shawen Yonya, Mani Penine Honse. Let's go. Oh, Fawusa Trinino.
Jimmy Freeman's a pose.
Never won she, Shemina. Yes, that's right. Am I mean, yes, tomorrow we are starting a 3-day fast at Forest and Bible Cassia. You will work and you can come. Please still fast and pray, and the Lord will honor you. 8 o'clock to 10 is going to be special. Say amen. Amen. Myself, Mind the Day, Reverend Felix Nanofu Subuahina will be joining us. It's going to be awesome. These 3 days. We'll finish on Friday. Unfortunately, if you work late or work with the government, you can't come because we are not finishing on Saturday. The reason is because next week we will start another journey from Tuesday here. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and the Friday will be our monthly all night. Hallelujah. Say amen. Amen. All right. So you guys who watched us online, thank you. We love you. And we are praying for you from all of us here in the Kwabena Mponsa Memorial Temple. When righteousness becomes a lifestyle, breakthroughs, it becomes automatic. May the Lord bless you. I love you. See you.
He said, "Your one lifestyle, you my womb. The youth of Ghana going through. There are WhatsApp groups of threesome, twosome, three women sleeping with one man. Sodom and Gomorrah is on us. I'm telling you, Sodom and Gomorrah is on us. And the church, we are busy in our churches fighting each other. We shed trousers, we boduku, stop your madness. I don't want to hear it. The soul is perishing. My job is the soul. I go after the soul that is lost. preach Christ in every corner, every ghetto. Snatch the soul from hellfire. Preach until the people repent. Preach until they come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. Preach until there is conversion and repentance. Preach until the people are born again. For he that cometh unto God, God will not cast away. Yeah, God will not cast away. If you will confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus is Lord, you shall be saved. Yeah, for you know with the heart, you know man believeth unto righteousness, with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. That is my job. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, Christ Jesus, the bread of life, that if anybody believes in him, he will not perish but have everlasting life. God will go after the one and leave the 99. I am talking about that God. There were coaching a drama, so no, we're moving for was a man, so me move for we're not to for no catch your woman, sir. Me move for come
and quay up the at this ABM, not your chance. Him for my soul,
the soul is important.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tesano Worship Center near Tesano Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.